In a way, that kind of leads into the issue of the dose and whether there should be a loading dose of fulvestrant.
We are using the loading dose in the trial.
What exactly is the schedule that you're using, and do you also use it in a non-protocol setting?
Let me answer your second question first. Yes, I do use it in non-protocol setting. We're giving 500 milligrams on the first day, so that's two doses, basically. 2 weeks later, the patients receive 250. 2 weeks after that, they receive another 250, and then they go on a monthly schedule at 250. Now, having said that, Neil, I am still not sure that these doses of fulvestrant are adequate. There's some very interesting work done by my colleague Hannah Linden, L-I-N-D-E-N, and presented at the last ASCO with estrogen-labeled PET scanning. And what they saw, these were patients in Seattle, what they saw in these patients who were receiving fulvestrant on the loading schedule was a high proportion of individuals who failed to block uptake of the labeled estrogen into the tumor, even in the presence of fulvestrant. Furthermore, these same individuals had complete blockade of estrogen uptake into the uterus, the normal target organ where you would expect selective uptake of estradiol. So it well may be that the reason fulvestrant has not been a better drug, you know, because in preclinical systems it ought to be the answer, that the reason fulvestrant hasn't been a better drug is the drug is not reaching the target at sufficient concentration in people.
What's your experience been with fulvestrant in a non-protocol setting? How is it tolerated, and what's the anti-tumor effect that you've observed?
The drug is generally pretty well tolerated. The patients, by and large, if the nurse is skilled, and that does make a difference, by and large, the patients don't seem to mind the injections very much. And, of course, their patients have already been through a fair amount in general. In terms of efficacy, we have actually, and again, this is primarily Hannah Linden and me, have actually anecdotally treated a number of patients who were progressing on an aromatase inhibitor with the combination, continuing an aromatase inhibitor and adding fulvestrant for that same rationale I just went through with you in the first line setting. And our impression, this is soft, not based on a randomized trial, blah, blah, our impression is that the proportion of clinical benefit is much higher than one would expect with fulvestrant alone. But that has been our tendency, to use the fulvestrant in combination with an aromatase inhibitor rather than giving it by itself.
So in that situation where you continue the aromatase inhibitor and add in fulvestrant, which of course is also being studied in clinical trials, do you use a loading dose with the fulvestrant?
Yes.
Makes sense.